2 hours, that kid could have been run over, killed. It obviously went down the street.
Still unconcerned, and that diaper's still on there.
You need to know my weight. Don't be shy. You've earned it. All right, everybody. Welcome back to During Business Hours. Christopher, Leslie, real talk, real business, real reactions. And I got a juicy one for you today. Let's get into it. So you spent some time in Ohio in your past. Very short term.
Very exciting.
She lived in a place that had no stoplight.
There was one stoplight, and it was only to get on and off the freeway. Where I was is technically considered a village, not even a city or a town. It was like a population of about 1,000.
I'm seeing a lot of moms because my Instagram is just mom cleanings, mom life, SAHM, single.
Stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom, get ready with me. You know, 6 kids living in a motel, out of a motel, living in a trailer. And there's a lot of mom drama. A lot of mom drama. And then I found a body cam video. And I'll let it speak for itself. And we're just going to see it. This is just a piece of what Ohio is like. And to the people in Ohio who watch, I'm sorry. You should move. This is one of many I have found in the last 36 hours alone.
Pure gold, I'm sure.
911, what's the address to your emergency? What's going on there?
159. Brooks, 84. He's got a really dirty diaper on. He's just running around, no parents.
And he's a little boy. Is he black, white, Spanish, Asian?
He's white. He has blonde hair. His diaper is like down to his knees. Hold on. Come on, Boogie. Stay right here, okay?
Down to his knees.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. What you doing? Do you live here? Hey, come here.
This is a prime example of why some people shouldn't be parents. Early in the morning in Ohio, a call was made to the local 911 dispatch about a 4-year-old child knocking over trash cans by himself with no adult in sight. The child appeared to be wearing an extremely dirty diaper that was almost dragging on the floor. A young woman walking her dog noticed the child. Wait until you see where the child's parents were and what they were doing while their toddler was roaming the streets.
You see that?
What part did I see? The diaper? Yeah.
Yeah. That diaper has an area code all its own.
That's really sad.
That's very sad. I think when we had our baby, every 45 minutes he went, probably every hour.
Probably about that.
Consistency. You know, we fed him well.
That baby's standing and walking, though, so he's probably about 3, I would say.
Yeah,
two
or three, yeah.
Still in a diaper. I guess that happens sometimes, but yuck. Given its age or how old it looks anyways, I'd venture to say that's the same diaper it had on when it went to bed last night.
That's my guess.
Officer arrived, the first thing he noticed was the child's diaper, which was filled with waste, a clear sign of neglect. Considering that anything could have happened to this toddler, it raises the question, where are the parents?
Yeah, because you would assume this lady's probably had him 45 minutes for the call,
right.
30 minutes. He's barking at the dog.
What's the phone number? Is there a...
Oh, no.
Do you guys have an emergency number for the office here? Do you know
Is that the cop's dog?
She was walking her dog.
Yeah, but I would assume...
Okay.
Sounds like it's really close to the body cam.
Okay.
Nope, dog just sitting on the ground.
A good minute.
Standing there barking.
All these trash cans are him.
Like he's a vandal because he knocked over some trash cans as a baby. I wonder what charges that is.
Can you try to contact the office here and have them come down to trailer 159 and see if they can help me identify this boy?
If I contact the trailer office?
For a minute, see if they happen can identify this boy or possibly what trailer he goes belongs to. Mud like he's been out for a little while.
It's a dirty diaper. Yeah. It's down to his legs and he's exposed under his shirt. So it's so I don't
think she's a mom.
I don't know if he's a missing.
He's exposed.
Yeah, no. I don't see any parents, so.
Walking a dog and she has a child, so safe assumption.
I just thought that was a weird way to be like, he's exposed as a baby.
They're pretty, huh? Yeah.
He's talking.
Baby probably be in a better position if it was just diaperless.
No, she's got a kid. Oh, she has a kid. Okay.
Supposedly he belongs to one, so that's gonna be this one over here. Can you come with me? Can you come here? Yep, stay with.
Dog's like, you're not taking me to jail.
More knocked over trash cans. How much you want to bet that's the house? The barbecue and all the shit.
Yep, that baby knows unkept, the house. Yeah. Dog, it ain't scared.
Front door.
Unkept, you know, Blackstone. Oh, tells me I need to clean mine all the time.
With dispatch, the officer was informed that this was the second time the parents had been caught with their toddler wandering alone in the street. Let's see what their excuse is this
the
time.
The second time? I'm going to say I was 1 year old, a 1 year old baby, and I climbed out of my crib, out the window. Parents freaked out one time, and then they were bolted shut until I was like six. Mm-hmm. And then I had a knack for climbing out the window. But I just always thought that's escape. That's outside, you know, that's the quickest way to get. Yeah. But I can remember why I would always jump out there. It's specifically because this is faster than the front door. I'd have to go past people, get permission. This is faster.
Yeah. And I ain't got to ask nobody.
Yeah. As three, I'm not thinking that. You know, right. Two, I'm not thinking that. When I overruled the one, they left the window cracked and
just
probably
exploring
green trees and beautiful life in California before the bombs hit.
Okay.
Democratic Party. Newsom. I was an escape artist. So.
Step out here. Is this your son?
Oh, is dad just waking up?
Have a seat right here for me. Okay, is there, who all lives here?
Looks like they had a party because the bong that's just sitting out there on the bottom left is.
Who knows how long he's been running around right now?
That's a big ass bong.
Are you high right now?
I didn't see that initially.
Okay. What's your last name?
I don't care how many kids you got. Paraphernalia. You know, you want to party, you want to do your own thing.
At a level they can grab.
Put it the fuck up.
So is everybody inside still asleep?
I think my wife is.
Your wife is? Okay.
Yes.
Do you work anywhere?
Sorry?
Do you work anywhere?
Yes, I do.
Were you guys smoking weed last night?
No.
Why is all this out here?
My wife was. I was.
Okay. Why are you struggling to answer questions of, like, your height and weight and your hair color or in your eye color?
Again, I literally just woke up and I'm like groggy.
How long do you think your son's been out here? I guess he's been running around the neighborhood knocking over trash cans.
How much do you have to like?
What's your son's?
Dislike your child to just let them do that? To not care if they live or die.
And what he said with the height, weight, hair color, eye color. I could answer those in my sleep. I might get my hair color wrong just because I've dyed it several times, but.
I'm going to say, you see how groggy I wake up sometimes, especially if it's been a late night. I'll wake up and I'm like, and I'll think I said something in the morning or somebody said something to me and I completely forgot. I will give him that. And I am not a druggie.
See,
I can be groggy.
I can be groggy in the morning.
You're mainly angry, but.
Yeah, but if somebody asked me my height, weight, and eye color, I could answer it. And then like 30 minutes later when I'm actually awake, I'll be like, you never asked me that. I'll forget that the question was asked.
Probably not even 30. It'd be like 10 minutes that you wake up. You're faster to wake up. I need a cup of coffee, you know, a shot of caffeine, something a little more. Let's get this going. This guy looks like a little more than just groggy. So I understand the cues. This officer's being very patient right now. Does anyone know what a 785 area code is? Because I ain't answering it.
Hey, Brian, stay out here.
Two hours, that kid could have been run over, killed. It obviously went down the street.
Still unconcerned, and that diaper's still on there.
I have no idea.
She wasn't woken up.
I don't know where my phone is.
Immediately.
So do you have any idea why your son's running around out here knocking trash cans over?
I'm supposed to. We all went to bed last night.
My roommate was up this morning before he went to work. I thought Brian was up. I haven't been up since last night.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
Stop that medication.
What medication?
I've been on it for about a week. I'm just going to have to stop it.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
9/30/1989.
What medication do you think she said? Because I read the lips.
I didn't, but
Zolpidem.
Sidebar on this.
We got stories.
I'm working away, doing my job, right? Mm-hmm. So Zolpidem 10 milligrams, you're familiar with, that's Ambien.
Oh, yes. Zombium.
10 milligrams. Maybe 15.
I've seen bigger. If you're getting to the bigger ones, I've personally seen bigger.
How big have you seen?
50. So, yeah.
First of all, that doesn't exist.
No, because the guy said he was taking... This is a different story. The pharmacy, when I went to pick up once,
yeah,
and I had a conversation with an older gentleman where he was taking 50 a night. So I don't know what the pill breakup is, but that was the prescription to take 50 in a night.
Cool.
Yeah.
The highest that a pill will go up if you're taking one a night is 12.5. That's the highest strength. Okay. Some people do get, I've seen 2 and 3. It's not common, but it's not unusual.
Yeah.
The other day I was looking at a prescription. Somebody gets 180 every 30 days, which means they're taking 6 a night regularly. That person is probably sleeping throughout the fucking day. I should have looked at their age to see if they were like hospice or something keeping them asleep, because that's a lot.
That is crazy. Most I would take in a night was 2. And that was if I fought it and then couldn't get back to sleep.
Right.
If you're unaware, Zolpidem or Ambien is the cure for all bad dreams and all life. It will just shut you off.
Generally, what I see as far as the prescription goes is you'll have 1, maybe 1.5 to start your night and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Some people have interrupted sleep where they'll wake up in the middle of the night and either need that another half of one or another whole one, but I've never seen 6 a night.
When I got out of the military, I had trouble sleeping big time, you know, dreams, et cetera, whatever you want to call it. And so they prescribed me 2 a night off the rip. Mm-hmm. So I was getting 60 pills. And then she came around this time to where I was getting treatment, and it was very fun to watch me try and make some Crystal Light, big red water cup. And if my cup was dirty, I'd make a bowl of Crystal Light. Why? I don't know. I'm not in my right state of mind, because Ambien will make you do things that sound like a good idea, but in reality aren't.
I don't.
So when you're chugging down a 4 quart thing of water and it's just pouring down you don't feel it. This is all what you expect. You're like, just, and then there's red water all over the floor.
I don't remember that. I do remember.
Probably wasn't full.
But occasionally you would not wake up, but you would stir and like speak in your sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I get a little hint at whatever your dream was looking like. And I just remember one night you woke up and you were like, babe, the pirates, they've got my dad. They're going to kill him. And out of all the nights, because I was always just like, yeah, cool, whatever, you know, just patted you back to sleep. For whatever reason, I thought to play in this one. I was like, you can't let that happen. You got to go get him. And you're like, okay. And then,
but I always remember trying to fight the sleep, falling asleep and like dropping my cup of water, cup of tea, anything I would bedtime drink. Or if it was, you know, I'm in a hotel room, wherever I was, energy drink, et cetera. I don't know why I had those things after the first time I made a mess. Mm-hmm. Like I went through and tried to eat frozen fish sticks once.
Gross.
Yeah, not a great idea. That's not a good medication to be on.
How tall are you?
Now that this is the second time, do you think they should go to jail?
Do you really need to know that?
There's just blanks I got to fill in.
Do you need to know my weight? Don't be shy. You've earned it.
Do you work anywhere?
I work at Courtyard by Marriott. I work overnights.
At this point, I could see if they're...
Are the dogs out?
No. Without the weed...
I just need to check and make sure that I have 2 dogs in here.
I could see, okay, she's on new medication. He works nights. She works nights.
Get like a German Shepherd or something. And then that...
Cool. Dog, yeah. Like we've had late nights with the kids.
So...
But we always lock our doors. This could be a... A roommate issue. They left the door open.
Well, not usually. Is that how much you smoked last night? Because you didn't remember. What time did you guys smoke last night?
About 9:30, 10.
Okay, don't go in for right now. Okay.
That big ass bong that's next to her now. That's way bigger than I thought it was. Yeah. See that bong?
Yeah, that's medium.
That's pretty freaking big.
It's got a big bowl on it where, you know,
yeah,
where the smoke collects. But
the thing that people put flame to, we have no idea. We don't smoke. We used to when we were kids, but now it's just like that takes... That makes me way too tired. I can't imagine. I don't know why anybody who's a functioning adult would smoke weed.
Yes, if you have a tolerance to it, it doesn't matter by the time the kids come along.
Oh, my God.
If we were to pick that up right now,
then our house would look like this. Improvising? There's dog shit on the floor.
She stole that fridge from the hotel room.
Oh, I bet, yeah. The doors are off the what the hell? Is that a duck?
In green water?
Wait, you got ducks?
There's two ducks.
My roommates, I didn't know he left.
What's the other thing in this?
Oh my God.
Is that a dead duck in there?
You don't have to. Huh? Yeah.
There's a dead duck. Pure sympathy is gone. Arrest these parents. We've got marijuana open out on the front porch. We've got one hell of a mess on the inside. I don't think a baby would understand that. Or a baby probably understands this is not a fun place. It looks disgusting. There's dog poo on the floor.
Yep.
There's an open kennel that just looks like worse than the diaper. The food boxes and junk everywhere.
The kitchen she stole from work.
Yeah, kitchen was a mess. Alcohol in the fridge. TV's stuck on. I don't think the baby knows how to work that, even though our five-year-old knows how to sometimes work stuff around. But at three, I don't think so. I would arrest these parents before getting to the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the ducks. Now you've got a charge for a dead duck, you know, animal.
That's definitely not sanitary. That's disgusting. That's a sliding door too. The kid could easily.
No, the door isn't sliding. It's broken. It's off the hinges.
Could easily get in there and handle the dead duck.
That's probably where the diaper came from. He was probably sliding in there because it was green on the outside.
Yuck.
Arrest these parents. Take the kid.
Right.
The mother from last week's house is better than this.
No, we have one back here. This is the one that we argued.
There's marijuana everywhere.
Okay, they have another bathroom.
More than just you smoking marijuana. It's all over, it's within reach of everybody.
Hell yeah, make some phone calls.
After noticing the home was in extreme filth and discovering a dead duck in one of the bathrooms, the officer began trying to establish a timeline for how long the child had been roaming the streets alone.
I'm estimating 2 hours.
The child had been outside for nearly 2 hours. It was now time to place the unfit parents in handcuffs.
I already got three little girls, and I drive like just because
family friend.
I drive 35 minutes every morning.
Come on.
The rest are two.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have any issues with keeping them for a long, long
time? They're giving them the kids?
That's fine. I actually even said, like, if y'all let me take him, I'm gonna go buy him a bed and just go rearrange my whole house if he has his own bedroom. So I just don't want him to get into
it. What kind of person is Todd then? Huh? What kind of person is Todd?
I mean, so Todd's the boyfriend, Brian is the husband. They all live here together.
Okay.
But Todd is like really kind of like.
She lives with her husband and her boyfriend?
Yes. The roommate is the lover.
Oh my gosh. Is everybody aware of this?
Not just with, you know, two ducks. He's a lover of destroying marital lives. There's obviously other drugs than just weed going on here. There has to be.
Oh yeah.
As you can see from Aunt Kathy here, there's a history of abuse. I feel sorry for her. I hope they're sober. I truly pray you're sober.
The woman in the green top looks to have more of a head on her than hard drugs.
You have that
shirt.
The
lady standing next to her, I don't know if she's currently, but definitely
has a history.
Correct.
Yeah. She looks like my Aunt Kathy. She tore up from the floor up every time I saw her. Very like Barbara Aunt Kathy. But I'm hoping, you know, she says she's going to put a baby bed and have his own room.
Mm-hmm.
Treat that kid better than what he's got.
Once you see
this video.
Maybe. People who are spending their money on a...
Well, we know we can have a Mercedes and also have $4,000 in SNAP benefits.
That's in California. They in Ohio. No. I don't know what they're doing over there.
That was in Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah. That there was one in Michigan that had $4,000 plus the $25,000 car, $45,000 car. And then there was one who had $30,000 car and $4,000 in benefits from Ohio. We've, for some reason, become the reactors to crazy moms. I'm fine with it. I like to talk shit. I'll put on an apron. I'll be a mom.
Mom is clocking out. Catch me outside.
How about that? Changing the locks, because I can do that too. I can cook. I can clean. I can change the freaking locks.
Tight, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't talk to him. He took over more than the dad did.
Yeah, he takes care of me.
Okay, so are they married?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then Todd's a boyfriend.
Don't get me started on it. Yeah.
That's why dad stays with son in one room. I guess that makes more sense now. I was trying to.
Monogamy at its finest in Ohio. Y'all are winning.
Polygamy.
Polygamy at its finest in Ohio. Y'all are winning.
You guys are both getting placed under arrest for child neglect. Is it all
right? Yes. Best boyfriend
that's
in the world.
Sure, that woman looks like she's got more of a head on her shoulders, but to ask the negligent parents, is it okay if we give your kids to these people?
That's not the parent.
Obviously not making.
He's not the parent, though. Why are they even asking him?
I thought the roommate was at work.
No, the roommate is the husband. That's the boyfriend, she said.
I thought the boyfriend was the one at work, because he's the one who'd be taking care of stuff, supposedly. So if this man's at home in a broad daylight, chances are he ain't working.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Maybe you're right.
But either way, somebody who's getting charged with negligence
should not be asked the welfare of the kid. Yeah.
Right.
CPS should come out, do a little, hey, what's best for the kid? What's the next of kin? That's what they used to do. They would have to find next of kin because
CPS has got its own set of problems too, though. And probably still better off than getting put in a system.
Brittany needs a car seat too. Where?
It's in the car. Tell her the keys are hanging up.
Keys are hanging up. So is this your first time?
My first time going in there since I got.
That baby got bottoms on now.
Because I am supposed to, like, you know, this is like a 10-year thing where I just pay, and in 10 years I own it.
She owns the trailer.
And they got kicked out of the apartment where they were at off like 10th and. So I let them stay here because it'd be enough bedrooms for Connor to have his own room, and the whole thing smells so bad in there, and the whole thing. I think it's a bear. Put that down. I'll get you. And it's barely bad in there. Like, the doors are off, and there's cereal all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what, your aunt to him?
No, he's my cousin.
Your cousin?
The one you just arrested is my aunt. Okay. It's my mom's sister.
Yes, I got her. All right, do you need anything else from us? I'll find out where the keys are so you don't have to dig through the place. Yes.
These unfit parents were given a safe ride to jail, exactly where they needed to be to learn a lesson about leaving a child.
A safe ride to jail. What about a hazardous ride to jail? How do you get one of those?
It's Ohio, so I bet it's a bit hazardous, you know, time to time. If you think these parents were unfit and you know that you could do better, I'm just saying, put it in the comments below. Let us know. I think the cops did above and beyond because I would have accidentally broke the bong. I would have been kicking through all the junk. I would have been just a little more pissed off. Then again, you know, not a professional law enforcement officer. I'm just a petty father.
He's got somebody else is coming in behind.
There's a dead duck. What evidence do you need that they don't care? They don't need kids.
I'm surprised the man being questioning didn't break it. Cause that would have been my thought if I was on drugs and he's like, oh, a bong. And I'm like, what bong? Prove it.
You can hear us right now. We are a family of four and our kids are having a blast right now, playing their games, hanging out with their friends. Everyone's safe in this house. And I know
safe
where everyone
except themselves, like, except for each themselves. Other.
Yeah.
Terrorizing.
They're separated at the moment because they like to play games separately now because they're not getting along together in the same games, but that's life. That's parenting. You let us know, is this your house? What would you do if this was your house? It turns out that her cousin owns the house and gave it to her to use. And then she brought in her polygamous relationship and the ducks.
You know,
and they sacrificed one of them to whatever heinous, satanic thing they got going on here.
You know that cousin's got to be pissed too, because not only is her family member being neglected, but this home that she owns, the time and work it's going to take to clean that and get that up to par for anybody else to live in. You know what I mean? Like, yuck.
At least they can have foie gras when they're done.
I don't know what that is.
Roasted duck.
No. Duck tacos. Phenomenal.
Flagrasius. I don't know what you say, but yeah, there's a dead duck involved. I'm very sad.
Yeah. Joey and Chandler did way better.
I know. I can't believe it. 2 hours. Like, I'm telling you, when my son was a 1 year old, I checked like every hour in an instinct, you know, and he was very young. When he first got into his own room, we checked a lot, you know. We just cared more because we didn't want A, rolling over and snapping his freaking head up from the bed, or as I was a kid, jumping out of my crib, causing problems. Okay, is he up? There's a sound. Okay. Like, we were more hyper aware, but that's what drugs do to you. Whether it's weed or something else, don't do drugs. Take care of your kids and your life will be better. Except that you're a parent now and your life has changed. There's our 2 cents for the week. Anything you'd like to add to the shitty parents?
Do better.
Better. What's that guy on TikTok? Do better. The guy who gives I got teen daughters. Nah, 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 I wouldn't say that. And then he reenacts it. And he goes, coach something. He's like, do better. I haven't seen him since like 2017. I wonder if he's still around. If you are, good for you, bud. Prime example. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.